This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Is there an inherent relationship between fashion, adornment, and discomfort? A provocative exhibition at the Fuller Craft Museum in Brockton explores garments that constrict our bodies and make us uncomfortable both physically and emotionally. For more on the exhibition, we're joined by Maria Garcia, the senior editor of The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Maria, welcome.
Hi, Jack.
Before we talk about the exhibition, we should say some of this subject matter may not be suitable for young listeners. Maria, the show's called Uneasy Beauty. Give us an example of what's on display here.
So the very first piece that you see when you walk into this exhibition is by an artist named Erika Spitzer Rasmussen, and it's a corset, and it's shaped how you would expect a corset to be shaped. It sort of accentuates an hourglass figure, but then it's meant to sort of spoil that figure. The corset has real human hair that hangs at the bottom, and it's also covered in buttons that are sort of meant to symbolize a denial of access to the female body. So the piece is at once sort of hearkening what's considered a coveted female form, Jack, but then kind of upending that idea. Here's the Fuller Craft Museum's chief curator, Beth Conrad McLaughlin.
This kind of asserts and subverts that intent because it does kind of hold the body in and have that form, but it also incorporates some unsettling elements as a way to repel sexual advances.
So in that same vein, there's also this piece by an artist named Ira Sherman from what he calls his chastity couture line. Mm. So it's this chastity belt made of steel, of brass, and of cast bronze. And it's sort of this big, imposing undergarment that also kind of looks like armor. And so he's riffing on this notion of the chastity skirt, which was used in medieval times and in other cultures as a way to sort of literally lock up a woman's virginity, right? But in his version, the chastity skirt goes from restraint to an anti-rape device. So the artist is sort of reclaiming chastity belts as something that's not imposed on women, but sort of recycled by women to start a conversation about sexual violence against them.
And we should point out this exhibition is not just about discomfort around women's clothing.
No, it's not. I mean, it also addresses social issues, political issues. There was this piece that made a huge impact on me, Jack. It's by this artist named Amanda Gleason, and it's this large rosary necklace, and it replaces the rosary beads with silicone molds of children praying. So the molds are in these beautiful pastel colors, lavender, a ballet pink, a light baby blue, a yellow. And so you look at it, and there's something really beautiful about it, just in terms of color and scale and symmetry. And then you read the artist's intention, and Gleason, the artist, is referencing the Catholic Church's sex abuse crisis. So the thought being that these children, as rosary beads, would be fondled, would be touched, and they're made with silicone that's very fleshy and has sort of much of the same tactility as human bodies.
That sounds like a very complicated piece.
It is, because when you look at it with its sort of childlike palette, your brain registers it as this beautiful object, and then it halts you, it sobers you when you learn of sort of the conceptual framework behind the piece.
In a way, though, isn't that almost the point of exhibitions like this, you know, in that you have something that's both beautiful to look at, but then something that references or represents something larger, a more complex idea.
Right, and sometimes darker ideas, right? So you'll find at this exhibition the best of craft art, a chance to admire the sheer sort of materiality and craftsmanship of objects, the beauty in a sculpted, crafted object, but also sort of the layered quality of craft art, the frames of reference, the thoughts and concepts symbolized in each piece. Here's McLaughlin, the chief curator, again.
Nothing was done just for shock value. Everything here was rendered for beauty and for allure and to really communicate the messaging with just stunning articulation and the utmost craftsmanship.
The full name of the exhibition is Uneasy Beauty, Discomfort in Contemporary Adornment. It's up at the Fuller Craft Museum in Brockton until April.
That's Maria Garcia, senior editor of The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Maria, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.